Shalom, everybody. At the end of Parshas Emor, we hear about a terrible episode of a man who blasphemed God. Hashem tells Moshe that the blasphemer must be put to death. And then the Torah tells us in Perek Chaf Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Vayedaber Moshe el Bnei Yisrael, Vayotziu es hamakalel el michutz lamachane, Vayirgumu oso aven, uvnei Yisrael asu kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Moshe related all of this to Bnei Yisrael, and they took the blasphemer out, and they threw stones at him, and that's how Bnei Yisrael listened to what God had told Moshe to do. And at first glance, there seems to be something a little strange about this pasuk. What did Bnei Yisrael use to stone the blasphemer? The Torah says, "Vayirgamu oso aven," one stone? So in reality, it is possible for only one stone to be thrown. If the person getting skila doesn't die from the initial push off the pedestal, one large stone is thrown at him. And only then, if he still does not die from that one stone, are more stones thrown onto him. So it's possible that only one stone was thrown. It's also possible that the word Evan may just be one of those words, like tzon, which is always singular, or maim, which is always plural. In English, we say moose when we refer to one or to many. So it's possible that Evan may just refer to a group of stones. However, if we fast forward to the end of Parshas Shlach in Sefer Bamidbar, we have another example of a public execution in the Midbar. In that case, it is the Mekoshesh Eitzim, the man who gathered wood on Shabbos. And there in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Lamed Hey, the Torah says, Vayotziu oso kol ha'eda el michutz lamachane, vayirgumu oso ba'avanim. All of the Eda, the whole congregation, took him out of the camp and threw stones at him. Vayirgumu oso ba'avanim. So why does it say in our parsha that the Mekalel was stoned with Evan, singular, so to speak, but in Shlach, the Mekoshesh Eitzim was stoned with Avanim? This question is asked by Rabbi Yeshayahu Mashkat. Rabbi Yeshayahu Mashkat died in 1868. He was the Rav of Prague. He is the author of many Sfarim, including Rashi Besamim, a collection of his Chidushei Torah, and he also wrote the Sefer Atzei Besamim, which is a collection of his Chidushim on the Mishnah and on the Shulchan Aruch. And in the back of the Sefer Atzei Besamim, in the Likutim section, beginning on page Pei Gimel, Rav Mashkat says the following beautiful idea. Regarding the Mekoshesh Eitzim in Parshas Shlach, Rav Mashkat reminds us of the opinion of Tosfos in Baba Basra Daf Kuf Yotes Amud Beis, who say that the Mekoshesh Eitzim in Parshas Shlach actually had positive intentions. He was afraid that the halacha of keeping Shabbos in the Midbar would not be taken seriously. So in order to illustrate in a very graphic and memorable way that indeed whoever is mechalel Shabbos will be executed, he purposely and knowingly transgress the Shabbos to show everyone that he will indeed be put to death. Now, this is a very complex issue. It's a very controversial issue. Did he really have the proper intentions? Was it the right thing to do? Was it the wrong thing to do? Maybe he really did not have the best intentions. Obviously, it was the wrong thing to do, or else Hashem would not have commanded Bnei Yisrael to execute him. But the people involved in the execution came from all different perspectives. Was it right? Was it wrong? And that, says Rav Mashkat, is why, regarding the Mekoshesh Eitzim, the Torah says, Vayirgamu oso ba'avanim, different people threw different types of stones, so to speak. Some threw stones willingly to the Mechalel Shabbos, but some threw stones hesitatingly and only did so because Hashem commanded. And still others were ambivalent and threw indecisive stones, so to speak. They threw avanim, a whole plural, so many different kinds of avanim, but not so when it comes to Parshas Emor. No one had second thoughts. No one was uncertain. Everyone had very clear and very uniform thoughts. He cursed God. He blasphemed God. He must be put to death. And that homogeneity of thought among Bnei Yisrael, everyone loving Hashem in the same way, unhesitatingly and unequivocally, that is what they threw. Evan, they all together, figuratively, threw one stone, so to speak, at this blasphemer. Have an amazing day, everyone!